This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. While much of the world's attention is focused on the Olympic athletes competing in Brazil, the medical world is focused on a little fellow with the name of Aedes aegypti, who is also visiting Brazil. Aegypti is the name of the robust mosquito that's wreaking havoc by spreading Zika, dengue, and chikungunya, all emerging diseases in the Americas. Throughout history, Aedes aegypti has been a central character in several other medical thrillers affecting the Americas. Aegypti was the same mosquito spreading the deadly hemorrhagic viral disease, yellow fever. Historians such as Lancet's James Webb believe the first aegypti mosquitoes arrived in the Americas, but probably not the U.S., aboard slave ships from Africa in the 1600s. Then in the late 1700s, frightened refugees in the midst of a yellow fever epidemic in the Caribbean, fled on ships to Philadelphia. After their arrival, it was only a few weeks before many people in Philadelphia were experiencing symptoms of yellow fever. Within a few months, reports suggest that 100 people per day were dying of yellow fever. Now, at that point, Philadelphia was the seat of the federal government, but yellow fever caused city government to collapse and federal employees evacuated. It wasn't until a cold spell came along and wiped out the mosquito population that life returned to some normality. Historians claim that the epidemic is one reason that the nation's capital is no longer in Philadelphia. In the 1800s, a Cuban doctor trained in the U.S. named Carlos Finley first suggested that yellow fever was transmitted by a mosquito. This was big news because not only was the disease wreaking havoc on the U.S. military, but construction of the Panama Canal ceased as a result of yellow fever. The aegypti mosquito is hardy. It can breed in tiny amounts of water, discarded bottle caps, old tires, or plastic bags. Around 1910, it was the elimination of breeding sites that led to the elimination of yellow fever in Cuba and Brazil. Then along came insecticides like DDT that brought further gains in reducing the mosquito population. Unfortunately, that was followed by mosquito resistance, and then the knowledge that DDT was actually dangerous to our health. But as we tapered off using DDT, the mosquito population increased, as did the spread of diseases like dengue. New pesticides were used, but without all Pan-American nations participating in the elimination efforts, eradication failed. Then came experiments with genetically modified male mosquitoes, which were not so effective. So now with Zika, we're back to spraying with insecticides. Given that yellow fever and dengue and Zika and chikungunya are all transmitted by the same aegypti skeeter, it's time to band together with our neighbor nations to try to stop the mosquito spread. But this is going to take time and money and diplomacy. And it seems that we, at least in the United States, lack the willpower to take the giant steps necessary to eradicate the mosquito. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.